Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So, of course, lots of focus on Johannesburg. Johannesburg CBD once was the economic heartbeat of South Africa. Today, many residents, businesses described part of the city as dirty, unsafe, hijacked and collapsing under neglect. Now, Johannesburg Mayor, Mayor Dada Marrero, says the city is considering requesting military support as part of a broader effort to stabilize and clean up the inner city. Obviously, this raises questions about crime, about illegal occupation, infrastructure collapse, and whether the city can realistically reverse urban decay. Joining us this morning is Sitembiso Zungu, who is the MMC for Group Corporate Shared Services in the city of Johannesburg. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I believe you are on the road, so let's hope that the line is a clear one. Good morning. When people hear about cleaning up the city, the CBD, what does that mean in practical terms?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Howard, I think in simple terms, we are simply saying we want to reclaim what used to be the city of Johannesburg. And saying the city is the way we would have wanted it to be. There's been issues with the city, and we can't fold. I think the mayor started last year, just before G20, and said we need to hit the road and see how best we can do. And we've done that from then.
Right.
And we are continuing now where we had actually left off. It's nothing new. We just want to make sure that there's order on the streets of Johannesburg. Our people should feel safe to walk around without being marked, without being intimidated, and just to be walking around on the safe streets. That's what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. As you're talking, I was wondering, where does it start? Does it start with people feeling safe, as you've said, walking around, not being mugged, or does it start with infrastructure, or are they equally as important? Does it need to do both need to happen simultaneously, do you think?
You see, we're actually trying to achieve it simultaneously. You see, what we've done at the Village Street, maybe if you get a chance one day,
yes,
just take a walk around the Village Street.
I would love it. I actually love the city. I actually love the CBD. I think for it to be, you know, brought back to life would be incredible. But I'm sorry, I've just interrupted you. Carry on.
The Village, that's where we actually started, the Village Street. And I think we've maintained the order there. It used to be highly, highly congested, and you would never walk around that street. But if you go there today, you would see that there's a lot of work that's been put. So now what we're trying to do is to now work on the infrastructure on that area, fix the pavement, fix the lights, and many other things. Remember, we can't be saying we're reclaiming, but we're not fixing. So I think it's part of what we want to do. But we've done a number of issues. There used to be issue of water in that area, leaking water, but we fixed that. And so we're now moving street by street. To see how people can then work around those streets.
And in terms of the idea of bringing in the army, how do you balance, obviously, the civil and civic freedoms that is so important within the South African Constitution, with the same constitution, people having the right to, you know, freedom of movement, etc. How do we balance that, providing people safety, which is obviously key as well?
You see, maybe what then maybe made the mayor to make this call of maybe trying to get the army when going to Mabel Towers is that there's a history of violence in that building. In 2024, if I'm not mistaken, or 23, our JMPD tried to move in there because they wanted to enforce our bylaws. And then there was a shootout between the occupants and the JMPD. So it is regarded as a highly, highly, highly risky area. And they would not want to risk our people, our officials going in there. So we want to make sure that on Tuesday, would have beefed up our security, would have been fully supported by law enforcers, so that our campaign becomes a success. We are simply saying people must abide by the laws. We are not saying we are going to close every shop that is there. We are saying those who are outside our boundaries or those who are encroaching should not do that and must be able to enforce our laws.
So is the approach, as you, I'm not sure if you were suggesting, but is it going sort of taking one area and then moving out, or do you start everywhere at the same time?
See, what we are doing is that we want to target a particular area, and then we leave our KMPDs so that there's order, there's no returns. If you go to De Villiers and other streets around Plain Street, you realize that JPD is there fully, day and night. You'd find them there. That's what we are trying to actually instill throughout the city. Where we go, we must make sure that we leave JMP so that there's no one who goes back and start erecting those illegal structures. If you remember very well, you would remember that at the small street, there were a lot of shops.
Yes,
they were encroached.
Yes, we
remove those shops. We are not removing anyone who's operating from the buildings and who are actually paying us services. Those will remain, but those who are actually encroaching, we're dealing with that situation.
That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it, Sitembiso Zungu. Thank you. Thank you for having that conversation. MMC for Group Corporate Shared Services in the city of Johannesburg. What do you remember about the city when it was in its heyday, when you could actually go down to the to those areas? I know my eldest son actually got married at the City Hall in Johannesburg, and that was incredible, absolutely gorgeous. It would be really amazing to bring back the city center. Do you think it's possible? 061-895-1019.